We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Shaleach Odom Yerech Lo Yevchavim Shigira Nashu Vaseicha. You're allowed to send a Yerech, a thigh, to a goy, and you're not worried he's going to resell it to a Yid, and they're going to think they took the Gira Nashu out already. But play Shema Kaimi Nikar, because since it's an entire Yerech, and you can see it's not opened up. So the person buying it from the guy, the Yid buying it from the guy, he'll understand that the Gidonos was not removed because it's still complete. So therefore it's not a problem. You're allowed to give the Yerach to the guy, and you're not worried the guy will sell it to Yid, because even if he sells it to Yid, he'll cop that the Gidonos was not removed. How could a Yid buy meat from a guy? We'll see in the Gemara discusses that Shaila. Zog to Gemara. Shleima in Chatukaloi. You're allowed to buy a Shleima from a guy, a full Yerech, that means you're allowed to sell it, give it to the guy, you sell it to the guy, and the guy may sell it to the Yid if it's Shleima. But Chatuch Eloi, if it's already cut up and the Gidonosha is not removed, you can't give it to the guy, because the guy then will sell it, Ki'ilu, the Gidonosha is removed, and that's a problem, because the Yid won't chap that the Gidonosha was not removed yet. So that's his Mashna Mishnah. Shleima in, you're allowed to sell. Chatuch Eloi. Break my mind, what are we talking about exactly here? Ilei Mokam She'im Machrizim. So then Chatich Anami Lishalei. What does it mean, Mokam She'im Machrizim? Like this. Usually, even if a place has only Jewish tabachim, Jewish shaychtim, so you're still not allowed to buy from a guy the meat. Why not? Because maybe the tabachim, the shaychtim, when they had a treifa, they gave it to the guy. So you can't buy from a guy, because maybe that's the treifa that was given to the guy, so you can't buy from the guy. But there are certain places that any time the shaychtim have a treifa in their flock, and they have a treifa, they announce, today we had a treifa. And since we had a treifa today, no one's going to go buy from the guy, because you know where the treifa is landing up, by the guy. So no one will buy from the guy that day. Maybe yesterday the treifa yesterday, and today's meat to buy from the guy is yesterday's meat. You could tell, fresh meat, they didn't have refrigerators those days. People only bought fresh meat, and they could tell if it's fresh meat or not. So therefore, since the whole town was Yiddish Shechtim, and Goyim did not have a cattle to Shechtim and Shech, they just were the middlemen. So you could buy from a guy a Makam Shemach Rizim. But a Makam She'emach Rizim, in a place where they don't announce, that's not the minute announcement as a trefer today, you can't buy from a guy, because usually the guy will end up with the trefer, so you can't go buy from a guy. So one question like this, what exactly is our Mishnah talking about that's Mechalik between Shleima and Chatucha? If it's a place where they don't announce treifas, so then you never could buy from a guy. So the Gemara Chatucha, then Allah is, you never could buy from a guy, therefore I always could send the guy anything I want. So Chatucha Nami Lishtalei, I could send the guy a Chatucha also, because you never allowed to buy from a guy. Like Rashi says, Chatucha Nami Lishtalei Gido, the Lekal Amecha Shem Yikri Elishah, the Allah Zabni Minei, the Chayshul Treifi, no one's ever going to buy from anyway. So what's the problem? He says you can send a Yishleima, but you can't send a Chatucha, why not? No one's buying from him. No one's buying it from the guy. Must be a city where they announce treifas, and therefore it's just a city allowed to buy from a guy. So therefore we're saying that you can only send the shleima to the guy, not a chatucha. Break the Gemara. Why? Because the guy might cut it and sell it in two pieces. And once it's cut, so then the yid will think the gidonos was removed. And then you're going to be machshelim. So heck, you send even a shleima to a guy, he might cut it. So tomorrow, two trutzim. If by yisema, the two trutzim in this part of the Gemara. If by yisema, makam shemachrizim, by yisema, makam shemachrizim. He can answer both ways. In a place where machrizim, and therefore they buy from goyim, or makam shemachrizim, we don't buy from goyim. If by yisema, makam shemachrizim, chitucha, makam shemachrizim, it's really allowed to buy from a guy. And that's why, if you send shleima, it's good. The question was, that maybe he'll cut it, and then there'll be a problem because people will think that the Gidonos was removed. The boy is a Makam Shemachrizim, but Chitucha the Rechav made the other. There's a difference between the way a Yid cuts a piece of a thigh and a guy, because when a Yid cuts the thigh, he cuts it along the length of the Gidonos. So you could tell by looking at the piece of meat how it was cut, it was deveined a certain way, and then you could tell that it was cut. A guy doesn't know Hilchas Nikar, does not know how to make such a cut. So if you give a shleima to the guy, you don't have to worry about anything. He might cut it in half and you'll think to get his move. No, the Yid will look at it and see that it's not deveined the right way. It's cut in half. It's not gonna work. And therefore, when shleima, you could sell it to him, because a Yid will always be careful with the Gid. Masha'inkin, if you already cut it in a way that's deveined, they gave it to the guy, but it wasn't really deveined, so then it's a problem because in such a case, the guy will sell it to you, and you'll think it's done already, and therefore you can't tell him, sell him chatucha. In the Agav de Gawai, Rashi brings down that his Rebbe used to send meat with a guy, and usually you need a chosim for that, you need like a seal, because maybe the guy will switch it. He says, no, since this deveining of the gid is done in a way that it's only by a yid, only he knows how to do it. That's a simen muvik. He says, "V'aldo somach Rebbe b'shaleach yerach chaveru ayada v'chavim, v'li also b'chosem tekshiri imi choytcha k'derach shisha choytcha." Ach, this is good because that's enough of a simen, huh?
That's a simen muvik for the
sheikh, not for the koine. No, the koine. The Gemara is saying the koine. Yes, the Gemara, not in Rashi. Yes, the Gemara. The Gemara says that here it's a good simen for the koine. The Gemara says the Gemara kash was if imi sell yerach shleimah to the guy, the guy might cut it in half. And for the Gemara, no, the koine will understand that it's not done the right way. So the koine knows also that it's done a certain way. So Rashi says that his Rebbe used this to be simech on even to send a yerach. Taisus is very bothered by this. So then we could talk about even a place that emach reason. And you know this is a yid's animal because it was deveined. So every time I knew tarets that the Gemara was kasha that any time you have imak shemachrizim, any time it's what? So Taisa says that for the treif he wouldn't work so hard doing the nikar then. He wouldn't devein it. It's too big of a job. So Taisa says maybe he found that afterwards. I and Taisa that has a long discussion on that. It's a little bit agav that Rashi brings in his Rebbe something, so it's a little agav. Let's get back to our Gemara. We don't get sidetracked. But that's Taisa. We want to see the Chiduch. Taisa handles the shayla. But in any case, the first Taisa Gemara is Mokayim Shemachrizim. That means you buy from a guy. No problem. You can buy it from a guy. The question was that even a Shlema, you shouldn't be able to send to the guy. Why? Because he'll pass it on. Ki'ilu it's deveined. By cutting it in half? No, the Eretz says no. Cutting it in half is not even chaps. It's not the way you divine the animal. Divine the yarech. You have to do it a certain way down the foot. B'boiz same. Not a Eretz. Makom shem achrizin. And makom shem achrizin. If they don't announce trade fest, what's the halacha? You can't buy from a guy. So if you can't buy from a guy, let me give the guy anything I want. He's not buying anyway. So tomorrow gzeira shema yitnan aloy b'fnei yisrael achar. We're worried that maybe he's going to give it to the yid. In front of another yid, the yid watches. He says, "Watches, Reuven, give it to the guy," and he said, "Run to the guy, let me buy it from you," because he's going to assume that if the yid sold to the guy, it's kosher. So he's going to go buy it. So if he sell him shlema, good. But if he sell him that chatucha, so then we're worried that he didn't think the gid was removed. I can ask me. Just because I see Yisrael giving to a guy, it means it's kosher. If I care, Yisrael gives the guy the treifus. What's going on over here? So Ritva says Kasha, and he says two truths. He says either talking about that he hear him telling the guy, by the way, this is a kosher piece of meat. So therefore he hears that part, and he's going to think it's divine. He think that the Gidonash is removed, and that's why he can't sell him Chatucha. Or the case was he knows it's kosher. He watched the Shechit from end to end. He was in the Shlachtois, he watched him Shecht it, do the Bedikas. Everything's good. He sees it's good. Then he sees him, the Yid bringing it to the guy. And it brings the foot to the guy. So if it's one big foot, one big leg, the whole leg is one intact shlema, okay, so he knows the Gidonash was removed. But if it's cut already, he'll think the Gidonash is removed, and that's why you're not allowed to give it to the guy, sell it to the guy, because Shema Yidnela for Yisra'acha, Yisra'el will see it. That's the Pshat of Mishnah. Two Pshatim in our Mishnah. Those two Pshatim in our Mishnah, in the way the Kasha was, about Machrizin, not Machrizin, the guy be buying it, because really that's totally him buying it from the guy. The next Teretz of the Gemara, Pshat of Mishnah, will be a different Mahalach in Gansin. They were not talking about a Jew buying from the guy. The reason why you're not allowed to give a yerech chatucha to the guy, because the guy thinks, wow, the guy that this yid took out to get an usher for me, to make the meat kosher for me. And it's not even true. He just cut it. He didn't really cut it to get an usher. So it's possible to gnev his das. If you sell him yerech shleim, it's not gnev his das. He sees that it wasn't removed. But you sell him a piece of meat. It's all a treifa. You sell him a treifa, but it's cut down the middle, and he thinks that the gidonos should remove this gnevis das. The kogonav daita, but Amar Shmuel also lignoiv das habriois. You now be going das habriois. A filu daita shalvichavim, and even the das of the agoy. You now do gnevis das, and this is one of the main sugyas in shas of gnevis das is right here. There's one of the sugya in Bamitzi a little bit. But this is the main sugya of Gnevis Das. So it says over here, when we have now Amud Gemara about Gnevis Das, a little more Namud. So also looking at das abriya is vafilu daito shoy v'chovim yinala aduk neves das, even the das of a goy. Now the isik neves das is that the raisa, the rabbanon, the big machloikas achronim. If it goes into the Isloi Signoi, or it's only the Rabbanon, but in either way, it's an Isser to be going with Das Briyos, even the Das of a Goy. So, the Gemara of Ahodu Shmuel, Lava Farishis, this Shmuel that says this Isser Gnevis Das, even by a Goy, is not a Farishis. It's learned out from a story. The Shmuel, what was the story? Shmuel was going on a ferry across the river, so this big boat, and Amalei Lashame tells the Shamis, Paisei Lemabura. So he told the shamans, "Okay, give some money to the one who's driving this ferry." Paisa, he gave him something. The ikpid. And Shmuel says, "What did you do?" So my time, why would Shmuel get angry? On my baya, tana girls treif avoy. He gave him a tray for chicken, avoy. V'yavan elay b'mar the shchuta, and he gave it to him ki'ilu it was a shchuta. The guy thought it was a shchuta, and he gave him a treifa. And this therefore he's angry at him. So you see from the story of Zabai saying, this even story of Shmuel, that was a problem with Gnevis Das. Rav Amar, the story is a little different. Anafka, Amalei, Lashkuye, told him to give him a cup of raw wine. Vashkai Charmazig, and he gave him watered down wine. So basically, he was Gnevis Das. Okay, so you see from here that Shmuel got angry about Gnevis Das to a guy. So, and let's say it's Mechlala. So what's the big deal? So might you see clearly that's Nevis Das. What was the point of the Gemara telling us? But it was not Mefarish B'chola. Seems like it's the way you get out of it. B'chola Mai, L'man Dei Matreif Avoy Omalei, the Kubi wasn't angry at Nevis Das. The reason why he's angry at him, Omalei, Amai Tisha Isura, why are you have a tiny girl's treifa in your bag even? Why do you have a treifa in your bag? You're supposed to throw it out right away. That was always angry, not because of Nevis Das. L'man Dei Manafka, Omalei, La'ashkuye, Anafka Chaya Mashma. He was partially upset because I told you to give him that and you gave him something else. Not because of Gnevis Das. He wasn't angry because of Gnevis Das. He's angry because I told you to give him an afka, you give him something else. I told you to give him wine, you gave him grape juice. Like that's why he's upset. Not because of Gnevis Das. So the Gemara is saying is, from the story we learn Gnevis Das, but it's not so partial. There's another way to tie up the story, to translate what happened here. It could be Stam Shmuel was angry about something else, either because that he kept the treifa around, or because he told him to give him a certain type of wine, he gave another wine, that's why he was angry, but not because of Gnevis Das. So the Gemara writes, Tanya Yoha Imre Yoimer, Al Yisarev Odom Lechaver Lusar Etzloi, V'yadeya Bay She'ino Yisoyet. He says, a person shouldn't beg a person to come eat by him, and he knows there's no tzad, the guy's going to eat by him. There's like no tzad, he never eats anywhere, he never eats out, he'll never eat by you. But this is the way he's saying, like a better example that's more practical today is, it's Friday afternoon, the guy made a whole Shabbos. He says, come to me for Shabbos, please go. I already made the whole Shabbos right there, come to you for Shabbos, makes no sense. But you want to invite someone to Shabbos, invite him on Tuesday. But I sorry, don't beg him and beg him, you know there's no chance of coming to you, he's just making himself look good, as Gnevis Das. Don't like beg him to only give you a big present. You know he's not taking it. So again, it's Gnevis Das. The reason why you're offering it is because you know he's not taking it. The minig was that if a Adam Chashev came to your house, is you open a new barrel for him. You have a good bottle of wine. You open a brand new bottle of wine for him, a fresh wine. Now, sometimes it's a big loss. Sometimes you don't finish the whole bottle. Now it's open forever. But a kosher guy, you do it. Here, you had this barrel of wine. You already made up with the chevni. You're going to sell it to him, and the chevni doesn't care. The minute he gets the wine, it's done in a day. He doesn't care if it's open. So here, you have his big barrel. You know it's being sold to the chevni. He actually didn't make kinyan on it yet, but he's buying it. And now a kosher person comes in. Says, "Oh, I'm opening a new barrel for you. Open a new barrel for him." Even though the reason you open the barrel for him is because you're selling it to the chevni in 10 minutes. So it's not a big loss. So again, that's a Gnevis Das. I'm not getting an idea unless you tell her, by the way, I'm selling this to the Chavid anyway. It's not a big deal. I'm opening it for you. Then, but if not, it looks like you're opening it for him special. That's a Gnevis Das. Don't tell him, here, I have some shemen here. And you know he's not going to use it. So you give him an empty can of shemen. You know he's not going to use it. But still, that's also Gnevis Das. The imbishvil kvoidoi mutter. All these cases, if you're doing it for his covered, you want to show there's other people there. And you're showing that you'd be mechabed him, they're such a chashuv with the guests, and even though you know he's not going to take it, but if you're doing it for his cover, not for your own cover, then it's mutter, to do. Right tomorrow, is it true now open his chavis? But Ula iklal be Rav Yehuda, Ula went to Rav Yehuda's house, pasach le chavis ha-machuris ha-chemini, he opened up the chavis that was taka being sold to ha-chemini, and he did it, and Charis Nevis Das. So the Gemara, no, I do, yeah, I die. There, to let him know, by the way, this is going to the Chemini. If I say, another Tarot says, Shani Ula, the Chavale Rav Yehuda, the Belav Hachinami Pesuach Miftachlei. Ula Taka would have opened Rav Yehuda. Well, poke this time, it worked out. He's telling it to Chemini. But he would have done it anyway. Therefore, Taka Nevis Das. Because Taka would have done this for Rav Yehuda. I remember this Gemara, because it comes up later on in the Tosfos. That here he says, he would have done it anyway, so then it's Mutar to do, because Taka would have done it. So the Gemara, now, we came out Lamaisa by a guy, there's an Isser Gnevis Das. Even by a goy. So the Rosh says it's only by Mecher do you have Issa Gnevis Das by a goy, but not by a Matana. If I give a Matana to the goy, it's not a problem Gnevis Das. I, the case of the ferry, Zok the Rosh, that's Ke'en Mecher. That case is Ke'en Mecher, that because there you're paying him, that was like really his salary. That's what he wants to tell you. That was the case of it. He says, V'gamloi chashinim Matana l'Gnevis Das. V'ahidu Shmuel l'paisit ma'burei k'min Mecher hoya. That's what he says. And he brings it right from the Gemara later on. We'll come to that later on. That's only an Isser when it comes to Mecher, not by Matana, when it comes to Goy. Tana Rabbanon, Lo Yelch Odweis HaOvel, V'yodi Lagin HaMaskashish. Those days, the minig was, they used to bring food to the base of Oval. Even today, there is Shemini like that, that people make food for the base of Oval. So this guy walked to his Oval with a big bottle of wine, a big bottle of snap, or whatever it was. V'yodi Lagin HaMaskashish, which means it's banging inside, it's empty. And the chiddush is, even though you could tell it's empty, but still, it looks like a full bottle. You're not allowed to do that. And v'loy malenu mayim, and don't fill it up with water to make it look full. For sure, but I tell you, you're fooling him. V'miyesham chavayir mutter. But if there's a big oilam there, and it's a chasha for the oval to look like everyone's bringing food, then you're allowed to do it. You don't have any food in the house. You have no choice. It's better to bring an empty bottle and fill it up with water. This way, the people see how chasha it is that everyone's bringing him food. So again, if you're doing it for that person's cover, you're allowed to do it. You should not sell a piece of leather for a shoe from a nevela. And the person thinks that you're buying him a shoe, you're giving him a shoe, you're selling him a shoe from a behema shchuta. Now, what's wrong with a behema nevela? You're fooling him. And Rashi explains that the leather of a behema shchuta is better than the leather of a behemoth that's an avela. It's not as good. That's one reason why you're not do it. V'echmei ha'sakana, it's also sakana, because maybe this behemoth died as an avela. He died because of a neshichas nachash, because it got bit by a snake. And now, when a person uses the shoe, that snake venom will go into his foot. So therefore, never do that. Never fool the guy that way, because two reasons. First of all, you're fooling him, and it's a better shoe the other way. And number two is, there might be a sakana. Lo yishag od mechaver chavash shel yayin, and you shouldn't send your friend a barrel of wine, v'shemen tzof al piya. Shemen is more expensive than wine, by the way. But here you sent him a matana, actually. You sent him a matana, and the shemen tzof al piya, and he thinks that it's shemen. He thinks that it's oil. He's all excited. And the ma'isa b'echa shigil chaver chavash yayin, v'shemen tzof al piya. He sent his friend a chavash yayin, and the shemen is tzof on top. V'holach v'zim al arachim. And he said, oh, gewaldig, the first time I could invite guests, I have shemen. The shemen is like a dip those days, dip the chal in it. V'holach v'zim al arachim. V'nichlasu, they all came to the Suda, and he opens up his big barrel of shemen, and much yain, it's wine. V'chanak azatzma, and he killed himself. He was so embarrassed. He had a whole group of guests for dips, and he can't dip it into wine. He was completely embarrassed, and because of that, he killed himself. And now another halacha, once you mention chanak azatzma, bring another halacha, which is not gnevis das, the different halacha, archim halacha. If you go to someone's house and they serve you food, don't offer it to the kids of the Baal Bayis. It's very possible all the food he has is the food he's giving you. And it was not for the kids. The kids are getting noodle soups. Only if you took rishos from the Baal Bayis. There's one time someone invited three guests in the hungry years. They only had three eggs to give. The son of Abayas came to the table, and one of the guests, you know, very nicely gave his egg. He'll get another one, right? And gave it to the kid. All three guests gave the eggs to the kid, to the one kid. The father walks in and sees the tinuk. One's in his mouth, stuffed in his mouth. Two of them in his hand. He got so angry. He gave him a zetz. The kid fell to the ground with mace and died. The mother saw what happened. She jumped off the roof. Umesa, and she died. And he died. He jumped off the roof and died because his kid and his wife died already. He died also. He jumped off the roof also. On this thing, three people died. Three people died. Yeah, we know how to count also. Three people died. What tomorrow says, no. The Tana is teaching us that the Kula was Yaakov. This Tana of this bride says was Yaakov. The Siva was Yaakov ends off with his lesson. He's the one who said this whole bride. So, Akaponim, we see in the bride says, number one, Alocha of Gnevis Das, that was the first part, that you can't sell him this sandal that is an availer, really, it was a Shruto, and you shouldn't give him a present, the wine with Shemin on top. Then with Aga, we brought the Alocha that's brought down in Hilchasuda, which is a halacha, the archim should not give the children of the host any food. We have permission, because you never know what the story is. And the Gemara will continue still with the halachas of Gnevis Das, and we'll see, and we'll get into also buying from a guy, also food, but intertwined with the sugya of Gnevis Das as we go further.